Okay, so the next thing I'm going to talk about is one of the biggest things. Again, a lot of why we're here is the erotica. Now, if anyone has read or performs the final battle, one thing you might realise is when it comes to the stage directions is I don't really give the performer a lot of direction. And I do, there are two segments in here where I actually tell the actor just to improvise. And the reason why, I mean, obviously this is GWA, everything is erotic. So you'd think with writing a script, you'd think the stereotype is it would just be full of gasping and orgasm and, you know, references to body parts. But with me, the whole point, the romance and the erotica, it comes from the characters and what's going on and what's happened and what's, you know, what is actually happening at that point in time. And the reason why I think it's good to let the actor improvise is, from my own experiences of, because I mean I've been an actor in the past, is, you know, we like to put our own spin on things, and I'm not precious when it comes to my work. If somebody wanted to change something or somebody wanted to go, okay, I don't like the way she's written that, I'm going to say it this way, I find that quite a big compliment that someone's actually playing with my words that way. I'd find that's quite interesting. So for any writers who are doing, you know, erotica, it's okay to give the reins to the actor, because, you know, they need to put their own spin on things. And a really good example is going back to Blade Runner. If anyone's watched that scene, and the amazing, if anyone's watched Blade Runner, there's an amazing scene on that Rutger Hauer does where he's talking about death. Because his character's an android and he's dying. There was a written monologue, but apparently Rutger Hauer thought it was crap and he couldn't fill anything in the scene, and he completely scrapped it and just improvised it. And he did really, really well. And that just shows you how the power of improvisation. So when it comes to my words, I'm not precious with, especially when it comes to a love scene, if I've written it, but an actor wants to change it because they feel it, they'd be better that way. I think it's actually a really cool thing that an actor wants to, you know, improvise or play is what I want to do. So writers out there, it's really okay for, it's okay to pass the reins over, and I think that's absolutely fine. So when it came to the erotica of this particular scene, I wanted it to, because what's happened so far is there's been the nice introduction, there's been a massive argument, there's been a big sword fight, and now I want it to all fall apart. And I wanted the villain to basically lose control and lose control of the situation, and he lets his inhibitions fall, he lets that wall crumble, and we get to see how he truly feels about us, the listener, how he truly feels. And I didn't want to, from my first time writing an audio scene, I didn't really want to go down the truly erotic week. I kind of wanted it to be more romantic, and I guess because I'm a romantic person, I wanted it to be kind of sweet. So I made it kind of gentle and emotional. So for example, I'm in the scene where he, I use sound as a part of it. So it goes, he's confused now he feels caged. What are you? No, you're too close. Stop it. I don't want this. And in my stage directions, he's lying to himself. He's been yearning for this moment for ages, and now he feels helpless. And in the sound effects, I've got, his sword is battered from his hand and crashes to the floor away from him. My sword, what did you? Then in my same directions, I've got, the heroine kisses him, feel free to improv. So I'm basically saying to the actor, right, there you go, do what you want with it. And there is one performer, I think it's Deus Ex Machina 09, and he did a brilliant, he improvised an amazing bit where he, and I didn't even put this in the script, he started recounting, he started going back to when the heroine and him are having sex, where, and he starts to go to reminisce about them when they were lovers before, and I didn't even put that bit in, but I didn't even think about putting that part. If I was gonna physically write the love scene, I didn't think about reminiscing back to when they were lovers before, because it was all about the here and now. But and he did a fantastic job. And if you do see his audio of it, he did a brilliant job. So